K-Rock 955, this is The Wash-Up, thanks to Goddings, Geelong's Kubota Excavator Specialist. Well, the start of the season hadn't been great for St Mary, 0-3 for last year's runner-up, and then they had the tough task of going down to Colac Central Reserve, where we know it's always tough to win. But the Saints have come back up the highway with the 4 points, but not without a scare. They led by 15 points at three-quarter time. They got home by four. Co-coach Travis Robertson, good enough to join us for the first time in 2019. Robbo, well done on the win, but gee, those last few minutes were just a little bit twitchy, you said.
Yeah, I'm not necessarily made for that, Kingy. It was pretty tough the last few minutes. Jack Blood had a shot for goal with about a minute and a half to go from about 10 metres out and missed. Probably could have iced the game, so it was a bit testy, but it's just great to get on the winner's list.
15 points up at three-quarter time. Did they get back in front of you, or were you able to make sure that they didn't get in front? And I suppose if they did, that probably might have been curtains for you guys.
No, they did hit the front, so yeah, credit to our boys, obviously being from, you know, where we're at, to be headed in the last quarter and then to fight back was outstanding and should help us move forward.
You've got a massive 3 weeks and everybody's well aware of who you've got coming up either side of the break. You just needed one just for that bit of confidence and belief that you could still win games of football.
Yeah, we did, mate. It's probably a bit of testament for a fair bit of hard work for the boys. They've been, they just haven't been able to string four quarters of good footy together, and we've been caught out. But now they've got a little bit of belief. Certainly after the game, it was you'd think we'd won a final, and just the way the boys celebrated that. But it's just relief probably more than anything.
Yep. Much has been made of your forward line and the inability to kick a score, especially with the talent you lost. Is it fair to say you're still finding your feet and the way you structure up forward?
Yeah, it is, mate. We're still trying to find what works for us best. Certainly the large deck at Colac helped a bit yesterday, I think. We didn't go overly tall, but we're able to get some goals scored with a bit of leg speed. Paddy Dowling probably chipped in for a couple. There's a lot of new blokes in our side too, so we're just trying to find what works, and that might still take a few weeks yet, I reckon.
Talking about big blokes, Andrew Banjanin yesterday, you were one of your best players. Lockie Veal, one of Colac's best. Was that the ruck matchup for the majority of the days we'd probably expect?
Yeah, it was. We rolled Brenton Snowden through there for a bit, but Banjo pretty much rucked the whole, or did ruck the whole of the last quarter. He's had a really good 4 weeks, Banjo. He's probably been one of our most consistent players. Yeah, Lockie Veal's a really intimidating ruckman and really good at his craft, but Banjo held his own yesterday. He was outstanding.
And Zach Sherman, impressive as always. You always know what you're going to get from Zach.
Yeah, just class more than anything. He got on the end of the footy a few times, took a few intercept marks late in the game, and the best thing about Zach is when the ball's in his hands, it's usually ends up in someone else's hands from St Mary's.
Leopold next week continues that challenging run that you've had to start season 2019, but you've had the wood over them in recent times. I think 1-3 of the last four since the premiership, their premiership win in 2016. So you're going with a little bit of confidence there.
Yeah, we do. They gave us a good touch up on their home ground last year, but look, they're still a quality side. I had a brief look at their best players, and when their good players are up, they're a really good side. So yesterday, most of them were the household names. So our boys need to get back on the bike and get themselves ready for what will be another really tough game.
Did you get out of Colac injury free, Robbo?
No, we didn't. So young Ben Morton's tweaked an ankle, so he'll be pushing to come up, I'd imagine. Jack Blood was a bit sore, and unfortunately, Dylan McMahon, who's had a shocking run of luck, he's done the knee. When we don't think it's an ACL, but he'll be out for an extended period of time. Fingers crossed that it's not. He'll get assessed early this week.
All right, we'll stay across that at krockfootball.com.au. Robbo, a win on the board and some injury issues, but 4 points in the bank and a big one against Leopold next week. It's been a good rivalry over recent years. Well done. We really appreciate your time. Good luck next week.
No worries, Kingy. Thanks for having me.
Travis Robertson joining us on this edition of The Wash Up. Next, we're live from the MCG, the country game, the Cats and the Bombers. Looking forward to a big game of footy. The team is assembling right now. We'll be with you shortly. But this has been The Wash Up. Thanks to Goddings, Geelong's Kubota excavator specialist on KROQ 955.